A poll out this week shows advertising is having a big impact on the way voters view the six ballot proposals that Michiganders will be seeing in about 3 weeks. The proposal leading with the most yes votes is Proposal 6. That involves the International Bridge. The proposal showing the closest race is Proposal 2, which involves collective bargaining. Jack, did the results of this poll surprise you?
Not very much at all, Christina. Proposal 2 is the one in which most money is being spent, and almost an equal amount has been spent by both sides. It's a collective bargaining proposal. This poll shows it's a statistical tie. The no vote's a little bit ahead, but within the margin of error. And, of course, Matty Maroon, the owner of the Ambassador Bridge, wants to preserve his monopoly, and he has spent literally millions of dollars on television commercials that most people think are misleading to try to persuade people to vote his way, and so far it seems to be working.
Jack, legislation to overhaul Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan easily passed the state Senate yesterday. The package would end Blue Cross Blue Shield's tax-exempt status and turn it into a customer-owned nonprofit. What would that mean for Michiganders?
Well, there's some dispute about that, Christina. Blue Cross says it wants to be more flexible. It currently has the status of a charity. It's curious because it's the only charity I know that pays its CEO more than $3 million a year. But it is a charity, and it legally has to take everyone. So there's sort of a catch-22 going on, and that Republicans are arguing that it's no longer needed because President Obama's Affordable Care Act will take care of that. At the same time, Republicans want to appeal President Obama's act. So to some extent, whether Mitt Romney or Barack Obama wins the election and who ends up controlling Congress will bear directly on how Blue Cross might change.
Now, only four senators voted against the bills. Why are they opposed?
Well, they're all Republicans, and one of them said very candidly, you know, we don't really know enough until we know whether what people call Obamacare is going to survive or not. There are other people who are opposed. I'm not quite sure why Democrats supported this unanimously. At least all of those who were there in the chamber supported it. Some Democrats, including former Attorney General Frank Kelly, think this is just a way station on Blue Cross's plans to transform itself into a for-profit company. Blue Cross denies that, but if they do become a nonprofit, they'll be subject to less regulation. The Attorney General, Bill Schuette, a Republican, was initially very much opposed to this. He sort of seems to be softening his stand. There were some amendments that pleased him, but he hasn't come out and said he's in favor of this Blue Cross deal either.
And finally, the U.S. operations of electric car battery maker A123 Systems has filed for bankruptcy. A123 has two factories here in Michigan. Some Republicans are saying it's another failed investment into the green economy by the Obama administration. A Chinese auto parts maker is interested in taking over the company. How is this going to affect the political campaigns and the economy?
Well, we don't know, Christina. Mitt Romney missed an opportunity in the debate the other night to bring this up. He sort of attacked the auto bailout on grounds that most people think were inaccurate, but the auto bailout seems to have worked pretty well. But he could have mentioned and didn't A123, which everybody touted. President Obama singled it out for praise. The feds gave it a $250 million grant, and it's going bankrupt, and not the kind of bankrupt where you reorganize yourself, the kind of bankruptcy where your assets are sold. Now, they don't show any interest. They say they're not interested in the Chinese acquiring them. As of now, there'll be an auction, but what their preferred option, I think, is for an American-based company called Johnson Controls to sort of buy them and liquidate the assets. But it's certainly something that could be raised, but hasn't yet been raised.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
And you have a great morning.